What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 170. Today's topic is this: too far away. Sit back and relax, because here we go. I'm recording this right now. It's not quite sunset, but it's getting there. The sun's starting to dip here in the Phoenix skyline, and this is my favorite part of the day, because it depends what time of year it is. As we approach fall and into winter, it is the most beautiful sunsets I have ever seen. I don't understand it. I don't understand the difference in the weather, time of year, and everything. I probably should read up on that. But I mean, it's like the colors are vastly different. They move from like oranges and reds to like these deep purples. And the backdrop between the sun as it dips back behind the mountains, it's absolutely stunning. If you've never seen it, you need to. It's absolutely beautiful. How does that pertain? How does the sunset pertain to what we're talking about today? Let me explain. So I'm just walking out of the hospital right now, and I have the great honor to take care of a gentleman that is now in the twilight of his life. Of course, for his privacy, I will not give any information about him. Let's give him a name. Let's just call him Robert. That's not his real name, but for his privacy. So Robert was battling cancer for a long time and came into the hospital with a simple pneumonia. And, you know, he came in just a couple days ago and had a quick turn for the worse. He was speaking to his sister yesterday, and she lives up in Chicago. He lives down here in Phoenix. And today he was not really, really not doing well. Just a really quick decline. He's at a point right now where he's not responsive. And he has a type of breathing pattern that you see, Cheyenne-Stokes breathing. If any of you have watched medical dramas, sometimes they'll have actors impersonate it. Cheyenne-Stokes breathing is a breathing pattern where it's basically a couple small, shallow breaths and then a deeper breath. And then a couple small, shallow breaths, and then a deeper breath. And then you'll see this pattern slowly change into very, very shallow breathing. It's one of the markers of death. And there's different stages of death, and I won't go into all of that right now, but it's one of the ways where doctors can look at a patient and just even by looking at them, say, you know what, it's not going to be long. And that's where Robert's at right now. I called up his sister, and she lives, you know, up in Illinois, and I told her, you know, where things were going, and, you know, that I can't tell the future, but, you know, it really looked like he was going to pass this evening. And she wept a bit, and one of the things that she said to me, I'll never forget, and that is, he's so far away. It's just too far. She told me how she regretted where she didn't get down to Phoenix as much as she wanted. And in his years where he was battling the cancer, that he wasn't doing as well. And you know, she was disappointed that she didn't spend more Christmases, that she didn't spend more time, she didn't come down for birthdays. That they would talk on the phone quite a bit. They've always been very close ever since their childhood. But it was just too far. There's so much distance. And here in the twilight of Robert's life, as this sun is setting, as this old elderly man before me, I look and I see what was once a baby. The man who was once a little boy. The man who once was playing with his little sister. Christmas mornings, birthdays, dressing up in homemade Halloween costumes. And now here, in a hospital bed, surrounded by strangers, no family around, and his dear sister, 2,500 miles away, on the end of the phone with a stranger, sharing sentiments. The fact of the matter is, I hear this quite a lot. This isn't a unique situation, unfortunately. unfortunately for me, and unfortunately for Robert or his sister. I'm honored to serve some part of it. I'm honored to be part of his life here at the very few minutes of it, the last bit, but part of it nonetheless. And honored to make his passing as comfortable as possible. There's honor in his passing. There's honor in his story. And with that, he will live on because you're listening to this. And I'll have you consider that you're not listening to it by any accident or anything like that. There's a reason that you are. There's someone in your life right now, and you can call them to mind. You know who I'm talking about. There's someone in your life that you feel very distant from, and that you wish it wasn't that way. Maybe that was one of your parents, your sibling, family friend. Heck, maybe it's your spouse right now, or an ex-spouse. Maybe it's your child. There's someone in your life that you wish that distance was not there. I'll have you consider that no matter what the reason is, even if you're hanging on to pride and saying, you know what, it's their fault, it's not mine, it's their fault the distance is there. I didn't do anything. They wronged me. Whatever it is, consider this. You don't have time. You don't have the time or the luxury to sit with that. Because the bottom line is we never know. So this is what I ask of you. Call whoever that person is and tell them that you love them. Apologize if you need to apologize. Apologize even if it's not your fault. Consider there is no fault. Consider with love, you see beyond it. I can't tell you how many times, folks, how many times I've been witness to this exact same situation that I'm in, that Robert's in, that his sister's in. How many times have I seen it over and over and over? The regret of, I wish I would have. I see it in so many different settings, mostly when it comes to people's health. Folks that aren't bad, it's not that they were sitting there like intentionally abusing their body. You know, they may have smoked and pounded caffeine to get through tough days at work so that they could supply for their family. They might have been like me and, you know, drugs or alcohol wasn't their drug of choice. Instead, it was food. That's something that I self-medicated with for many years and carried extra weight because of it. It's one of the reasons why heart disease is what it is, runs rampant in this country. Or maybe they just got dealt a bad set of hands genetically and had an aneurysm that they didn't know about, a cancer that they didn't know about, a heart attack that came about despite them doing all the right things. We never know. Make good use of the time. Close that distance. Close the distance. It's on you to do so. That's what I got for you today, my friends. That's the message. And that is the message here in Robert's death tonight, that at the time of this recording is actively happening. Think of him, say a little prayer, and let his lesson for his life change a bit of yours. That'll honor him and carry his spirit and give purpose to his death in a way that we can all appreciate. That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, I would ask you to do so. Go ahead and hit the subscribe and the like button now. Put in a rating and a review. Thank you so much. Second thing that I would ask of you is follow me on social media. So Facebook, David Boyd. Instagram, David Boyd, MD. Last but not least, Blind Spot Medical. It's blindspotmedical.com. If you go on over to the website, you're going to see a case study that's going to be posted next week that is really, really moving. I'll talk more about it here in coming episodes. But blindspotmedical.com, go ahead and put in your name and email address. That'll get you on the mailing list. And it addresses a lot of these issues that I've addressed here in this podcast. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Talk to you then.